everybody. Good evening. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for coming to this Armory Week edition of the review panel. My name is Lauren Rosati. I'm the Assistant Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art here at the Academy. And on behalf of the director, Carmen Brannigan, and the entire staff and board, I'd like to welcome you all here tonight to the review panel. This event occurs once a month here in the National Academy School and is organized in partnership with artcritical.com. It is generously supported by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council on the Arts. Tonight's panelists will discuss six exhibitions currently on view in galleries around New York, but I encourage you all to come back to see the exhibitions currently on view in our own museum, which just opened last week. And this includes Anders Zorn, Sweden's master painter, Philip Perlstein, Six Paintings, Six Decades, and Edwin Blashfield in the American Renaissance. More information on these exhibitions and other events are in the newspaper on your seats. But now we turn to the review panel, so please join me in welcoming tonight's guests, as well as moderator David Cohen, the publisher and editor of artcritical.com.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, it's wonderful to see a full house to discuss a full roster of exhibitions with my distinguished panel. Rather in the spirit of a week in which we're all expected to run around town and see a biennale and a dozen exhibitions, a dozen fairs, and a Bruceniale, then it seems in the right spirit that we should increase by 50% the number of shows we, on average, look at. The review panel, to keep in the spirit of heady and adrenaline-fueled overload. So that is the agenda for this evening. And tell me, are you in the review panel for the first time ever? Put your hands up. Let's see. Fantastic. Great. So for your benefit, and also to refresh the memories of our regulars, let me run through our procedure, which is simplicity itself. We are going to show a PowerPoint for half the shows we talk about. The panel will discuss them, and then we take a break while the audience lets off steam, makes some comments, probes us perhaps if they must with some questions, and then we proceed to repeat the exercise and all go home, or go on to another art fair, as you prefer to do on a Friday evening in March. So that is what we do, and we record it as well, and for the we record it for podcast later at artcritical.com, which is co-presenter of this evening's program. So a thank you to Isaac Durfel, who is recording the event for us. Please, if you do make comments, use the mic, wait for the mic, so that we can A, hear you, and B, record you, and C, pass on your information to the NSA. So, now it's my pleasurable duty to introduce my guests from your far left. Drew Lowenstein is a painter, a writer, and an educator. He has taught studio practice and theory at the University of the Arts in Philadelphia and the State University of New York at Purchase. And he has the distinction of having been a contributor to artcritical.com for almost as long as I have, since, I believe, 2001. And his latest piece is about to be posted on David Sally. Nora Griffin is associate editor at artcritical.com. She, too, is a painter and writer. She, in fact, has a work that is on show right now in a group exhibition titled Off-White Desert at the Lewis B. James Gallery on the Lower East Side, which is up through Sunday. And Barry Schwabsky is art critic of the Nation. His most recent book on art criticism is titled Words for Art, Criticism, History, Theory, Practice, an anthology of writings on art issues and on critics, published by Sternberg Press in Berlin. He has also a collection of new poems coming out soon from Black Square Editions later this year, titled trembling hair, trembling hand equilibrium. He is, I should also mention, the co-editor of International Reviews at Art Forum. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your panelists.